To organize volunteers for a craft fair in O'Fallon, Illinois, Autumn Wiggins relies on collaborative online resources. Instead of calling or emailing dozens of people to schedule them for volunteer shifts, she sets up a spreadsheet on Google Docs and emails everyone the link so they can go online and fill out their schedule themselves.
And all the volunteers are just editing a spreadsheet to sign up. And I use technology so much to automate things that it's not as much work as people think, and I am able to kind of move on to other projects.
Wiggins' next project is a website called Craft Commons, based on open source philosophy. Instead of computer code, artists and craftspeople would open source their designs. Wiggins expects this to spur creativity and make it possible for multiple artists to work from a single design.
And so what my aim is with Craft Commons is to kind of break out of this idea of I designed something and it belongs to me.
That means that artists and crafters could take a design by someone else and remix it, tweak it, and create their own version of it. But Wiggins has much bigger plans for the website. If a group of artists and crafters could work from a single design and make the same piece of jewelry or article of clothing, Wiggins suggests they could compete for wholesale orders to large retailers like Target and Walmart.
I think maybe if we work together, we could be in Walmart and actually, you know, creating enough of a buzz that people demand it.
None of this would have been possible 10 years ago, but as the price of specialized equipment has come down, home crafters now have access to tools like laser cutters and fabric printers. That gives them the ability to mass produce their designs. Katie Miller, for instance, works with sheet metal.
How we've grown as a business is kind of anything I can get a jeweler saw through, I'm going to try to make jewelry out of.
Miller makes jewelry in the basement of a small boutique in St. Louis. She says it used to take her several hours to cut a single piece of metal into a pair of earrings. But now she can take her design drawings to a small fabricating shop that quickly cuts the pieces for her with a laser cutter.
The sky's the limit almost on what you can cut now with a laser or with water jet.
Miller is one of a growing number of artists around the country taking advantage of new technologies. Jean Lee and her partner Dylan Davis are industrial designers in Seattle. Using a computer-aided 3D printer, they designed a ceramic bank shaped like a pig. Lee and Davis make the piggy banks in their garage using a process called slip casting, in which liquid clay is poured into the plaster mold they created.
Every night, I'll cast three pigs.
In the morning, I take them out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I take them out too late and they crack, and so we would slaughter the piggies.
The couple recently started wholesaling their pigs to high-end boutiques where they sell for $60 each, closer to the price of a piece of art than a child's bank. Lee says they would consider working with other artists in an open source network to sell to retailers with some conditions.
I totally support it. If it means that the price doesn't get compromised or the effort that it takes, you know, will get rewarded. And I think that means that Walmart and Target would have to change their value in these products because they would, you know, have to appreciate the fact these are made by artisans in the States and, you know, it's not just by machines.
Other artists, however, might be willing to work together to mass produce more low-cost items. In fact, Lee and Davis are already doing this on a small scale. They recently purchased a laser cutter for their workshop and occasionally cut material for other artists in Seattle. They said they would welcome an opportunity to offer this service through an open-source system. Even so, can independent artists spread out across the country compete with large manufacturers in places like East Asia where labor is so much cheaper?
Well, I think it is feasible. Technology, the way I see it, is almost re-democratizing capitalism.
Clifford Holkamp is a senior lecturer in entrepreneurship at the Olin Business School at Washington University in St. Louis.
What I think is really neat about Creative Commons licensing is that what we're seeing here is a foothold that the small guy is coming back in and is able to compete with the big guy. And there's this sense that somehow in the evolution of our economic life that companies get bigger and bigger and bigger and we're squeezing out the small guys. But that's the beauty of the free market is that with every change, new opportunities are uncovered. And every giant of industry in the past eventually falls. And so maybe this is the start.
Or maybe it's simply another creative use of technology. Holkamp says in the end, it will be up to the market to decide. For VOA News, this is David Weinberg in St. Louis.